The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Let's say good morning to our neighbors to the left and to the right. Okay, so this morning we are continuing in our contemplation. We are continuing in our teaching on shut your door. Shut your door. And this is the third part of shut your door. This year of open doors, there are doors that will open to you of their own accord. Great and effectual door will open to you of their own accord in the name of Jesus. There are doors that God has prepared for you, opened, you know, long ago. And for these doors to be experienced, you need to shut your door. Today we are looking particularly at productivity and multiplication. You need to shut your door. When you shut your door, the door of productivity opens to you. When you shut your door, the door of multiplication opens to you. So we take our text from 2 Kings 4, 1 to 7. I mean, we love this passage of scripture. 2 Kings 4, 1 to 7. And we'll start from the part that says, Elisha said, go borrow vessels from everywhere. Now, this is the story of a woman that has been widowed, and then the debt that has piled up on her was so much that the creditors are coming, were coming for her sons. And, you know, she was in a fix, she was in a bind. She didn't have any money. So she went to the man of God, Elisha. And Elisha said to her, go borrow vessels from everywhere. This is so powerful. I mean, there's been something I've been trusting God and working on, and I just got my answer right now. Oh, hallelujah. From all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. When you have come in, you shall shut the door behind you. Everybody say, shut the door behind you. Shut the door behind you and your sons. Then pour. After you've shut the door, then start to walk. Then pour. Then start to engage. After you've shut the door, then start to engage. Pour it into all those vessels and set aside the full wants. Now, there are people that think that, oh, God has been good. I have done, you know, I've achieved A, I've achieved B, I've achieved C. I have a lot of money in savings, particularly. God is saying to you, that is not the end of your life. In fact, a new phase is opening up to you. If you will connect appropriately in the name of Jesus. So when the widow in 2 Kings 4 was faced with loss, she was faced with lack, she was faced with death, the solution did not come from public view. When she was faced with loss and lack, the solution did not come from public view. Shut the door. You see, God wants your life to be productive. God wants the things He has given you to multiply. He wants them to multiply. Elisha instructed her to shut the door. And he did that before she experienced the miracle of multiplication. You need to shut your door for you to experience the miracle of multiplication. And shutting your door means get in, you and your sons, and shut the door. Shut the door. Shut the door to external influence. Shut the door to gossip. Shut the door. Shut the door. And begin to be productive. The ideas that are in your heart, that heaven has put in your heart, but they've not been poured out. They've not been poured into vessels. You need to shut the door so that you can pour the oil into the vessels. You need to shut the door so that you can pour it. There's some of us, we have books. The oil of books is in your mind, is in your head, is within you. You need to shut the door so you can pour that oil into the vessels. For some people, it is the oil of music. You have different sounds in your mind. You have unique worship in your mind. But they're just there. They are not together and they are not flowing. You need to shut the door so that you can pour the oil. For certain of us, it is maybe a course, maybe a degree, maybe something academically that or professionally that you need to do. You have been pushing it forward. You have been postponing it. You have been postponing it. And this year of open doors, God needs you to pour that oil into vessels. You need to pour the oil into vessels. But you need to shut the door. You need to shut the door. You need to shut the door. Yet for some other people, it is business ideas. Business ideas. You need to shut the door. You need to shut the door so you can pour that oil into the vessels. You can pour the oil. You are too distracted. Stop running kitikata, kata, kitikata. Kata. No. From the part of the country I come from, they say kitikata odola. You know, running helter-skelter does not lead to wealth necessarily. You need to shut the door. You need to shut the door. Hallelujah. And yet there's certain others, you have ideas or you have the burden of having children. You trusting God for more children or for more children. And you know in your heart that is, God has put it in your heart. You know it. But you are too busy. Paris tomorrow. London next week. Kafanchan the following week. You need to shut the door and get busy. Shut the door and begin to pour the oil. Hallelujah. You need to shut the door. You need to shut the door. For some other people, it is, you are watching, you have this burden for your children. You are watching the trajectory of their lives. Yet for some, it's not that they are horrible already, but you know it's not even really where you what you desire. Yet, you are everywhere. Everywhere. You need to come in with your children. The Bible says that, go in with your sons, go in with your children, and shut the door. Then begin to coach your children yourself. Begin to train them. Begin to teach them. Begin to disciple them. You say, oh, but Pastor, I'm so busy. That's the issue. That's the issue. For those that are empty nesters, they will tell you that they wished they had settled a little more to correct that dysfunction or that misbehavior in that child. They wished they are grateful to God. Yeah, you know, with prayers, you know, the children are, but, you know, they know it could be better. You have the opportunity, shut your door. Shut your door. So the principle is clear. Productivity and increase happen behind closed doors. Productivity and increase happen behind closed doors. In fact, open doors happen because of closed doors. In fact, open doors happen behind closed doors. It is the things that are done in behind closed doors that lead to the open doors that we see in our lives. So if you want God to do something extraordinary, you must be willing to walk in the hidden place. You must be willing to walk in the hidden place. The door of productivity opens to you in the name of Jesus. The door of multiplication opens to you in the mighty name of Jesus. The door of productivity and multiplication opens when, number one, when you shut the door to distraction. The door of productivity and multiplication opens when you shut the door to distraction. You need to shut the door to distraction. What is distracting you? Shut the door. Is it video games? Shut the door. For some of you, you need to give your controller to your friend and tell them to go very far from you. Shut the door. What is the distraction? What is keeping you from settling and pouring that oil? Pouring the oil. What is stopping you? What's the distraction? What's distracting you? Is it what Yashikira is saying? Is it what Mr. Abudu is saying? Is it what... I wanted to say Mr. Kunle is saying, but you know, Pastor K is there. Shut the door. Keep the distractions away. Because focus fuels the flow of increase. Focus fuels the flow of increase. You want the flow of increase to multiply in your life. You want it to be abundant. Guess what? Focus fuels it. It is focus that fuels the flow of increase. Also, it is focus that fuels the flow of peace. The reason a lot of people are without peace is that they are distracted. They did a survey on young children that are disturbed. Not that they are crazy or anything, but they seem disturbed. They are always agitated. You know, they say they have mental health challenges, this and that. You know, and young adults also. Guess what? They did more like a social experiment, but beyond the social experiment, they took their devices from them. They shut down their screen time. It was a drastic thing. They took them to the farms. They took them to here, what we call the ranch, you know, ranches. You have cowboys, you have horses, you have streams. They were living in cabins, fresh air. They were disconnected from the grid. It was an exercise in 3 months. They had their bills paid, they had their books. You know, they were reading, they were playing, they were, you know, planting, they were, in 3 months, all of them had peace of mind. All of them. So what does that even say? The screen time is not the best time. You know, many of us, when we have maybe teenagers, younger lot, we just want to put an iPad in your hand, or we think that, oh, at least I'm a good parent. No, you are not. No, you are not. You need to train them to be focused and not be distracted by those things. Because focus fuels the flow of peace. Focus does not only fuel the flow of increase, focus fuels the flow of peace. And peace fills your life in the name of Jesus. Focus fuels the flow of peace. Isaiah 26 verse 3, it says that you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, is focused on you, is settled with you, has shut the door to distraction and stayed with you, because he trusts in you. You can't shut your door to distraction if you don't trust God. You need to, you know, many times people feed on the distractions, the all the noise, all the yada, 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 yada. But guess what? Guess what? God wants you to have peace. Peace of mind. So, Pastor, what are you saying? What I'm saying is that multiplication begins where distractions end. Multiplication begins where distraction ends. When you end your distraction, you've started your journey to multiplication. Shut the door of distraction. Shut the door to distraction. Why? Because the enemy of productivity is divided attention. Shut the door and focus and stay focused. Divided attention is the enemy of productivity. So God wants you to devote yourself to that oil. God wants you to devote yourself. Devote yourself to it. Pour it. Why? Because God blesses what is done in devotion, not what is done with distractions. God blesses what is done with devotion, not what is done with distraction. So, number one, the door of multiplication and productivity opens to you when you shut the door to distraction. Number two, these doors open to you when you shut the door to doubt. When you shut the door to doubt, you need to shut the door to distraction. Shut the door to doubt. Why? Because faith is not that superficial feeling you have. Oh, when you just have it, you know. that things are going to happen. That is, well, at best, I even say the product can be a product of faith, you know. Faith causes you to walk, to take action. Faith causes you to move. If you have faith, you will take action, you will move. I said, go in, shut the door, and start pouring the oil. She did exactly what the man did. That is faith. Faith works in private. Faith is that thing that makes the student burn the midnight candle, as it were. I know that, you know, this generation doesn't burn no candle no more. Daddy has to put on the jet so that we can read. You know? When you walk in private, faith is that thing that makes you read your book and study. Okay, like I'm not taking an exam, Pastor, but you want to develop as a person. You need to read your books, different books. Faith is finding a place where you can read. Read. You know, I wish I could show you my desk and the book I'm reading right now. Okay, let me show you. You want to see? I mean, just to help you. I didn't plan this. I don't mean to. And I won't let you know the book. I just bring it up a little. And it is a big text. I'll put it down. You have to read. It is faith that makes you read in private. People don't see you when you read, but they hear you when you open your mouth to talk. And they're like, ah, where did she get this kind of depth? Where did she get this kind of wisdom? How come her mind is so versatile? How come he's so deep? Because faith is not just running kitty kata kata kitty. Faith walks in private. Matthew chapter 9, verse 24. From verse 24, Matthew 9 from verse 24, he said to them, make room. Now, listen, so powerful. For the girl is not dead, but sleeping. And they ridiculed him. Now, who did they ridicule? Jesus. You are crying that they ridiculed you. It's okay. It's okay. They ridiculed him. But when the crowd was put outside, you must put out everyone that mocks you. You must put out everyone that ridicules you out of your life. He went in, took her by the hand, and the girl arose. Jesus went in, he shut the door, and the miracle happened. When you shut ridicule out of your life, your faith begins to walk in private. Your faith begins to walk in private. And when your faith walks in private, boom, resurrection happens. So miracles happen when doubt is locked out and faith is locked in. Hallelujah. Miracles happen when doubt is locked out and faith is locked in. Miracles happen. Your faith has to be locked in. Has to be locked in, literally. But doubt has to be locked out. Many times, we are surrounded with voices of doubt, of doubts. Voices of ridicule. I mean, you know what the word ridicule means? Ridicule is a very strong word. It's not just to mock. It's to tear down and ridicule and make you like you are trash. You are nothing. All that noise. God removes the noise before he releases the new. Hallelujah. So God removes the noise before it releases the new. If you've gone through that and you're locked in God, I have good news for you. The new is about to break forth in your life in the name of Jesus. The new is about to break forth in the name of Jesus. So before God moves, he often clears the room. Hallelujah. Many times our rooms are too crowded. Your room is too crowded. It's too crowded. There's only shirishi people inside. Even people you think have your back. Listen, many times your room is too crowded. But you don't know. You think, oh, you have... God says, shut the door. You need to shut the door to doubt. So before God moves, many times, he often clears the room. Some voices must be shut out of your life. Shut the door. Shut the door. Shut the door. So the door of productivity and multiplication opens when you shut the door to distraction. Number two, when you shut the door to doubt. Number three, when you shut the door to comparison. To comparison. You need to shut the door to comparison. Now, let me tell you a secret. It's a big secret. And, you know, you don't need to tell anybody. Can you keep a secret? It's a big secret about your life. I'm about to tell you. It's a big secret about your oil. I'm about to tell you. Are you ready for it? Don't tell anyone. Don't even mention it. Are you ready? The big secret about your life is that your oil is unique. Hallelujah. Your oil is unique. They are no, look, listen, kosimeje. You know, it means there's no duplicate of it. Your oil is unique. That's why we need your oil. In other words, you need to bless us with your oil. Humanity needs your oil. A lot of people have robbed their generation of the oil they carry because of comparison. A lot of people have robbed, not just themselves, of course they've robbed themselves and their children, yet unborn self. And they've robbed us also because all they have been serving us is copy oil. We've not received your one, the one they gave you from heaven. We need it. We need that oil. Yeah, we need it. And guess what? If you get this secret, it's so powerful. If you let this sink into your spirit, you become so powerful that you are unique. Your oil is unique. What you do is replaceable, but you are irreplaceable. You know, we grew up all our lives being taught that, oh, you are replaceable, you know, God can replace you, da 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 da. And, you know, and that is a very humbling thing, really. I mean, and it makes us, if you hear those teachings, it makes you want to, you know, be good to God, I mean, and be true to yourself. And that's okay. But that's not complete. And it's not, because it's not complete, it's not correct. And it is not I mean, I've taught it before also. So it is not I'm not casting aspersions at those that have taught it. I'm just saying that it'd be like, say, there's more to this thing. No? There's more in God. No? If the uniqueness each person brings can be replaced, then it is not unique. What makes it unique is the fact that it is irreplaceable. Your fingerprint is unique. But it is irreplaceable. It's irreplaceable. So, can somebody else do what your hands would have done? Yes. But they will never do it with your fingerprint. Hallelujah. They will never do it the way God has anointed you to do it. The oil God has put in you is unique. And which is where, instead of trying to replace other people, imagine if we all are, everybody is contributing their oil together. It will be a beautiful mosaic. Because the different uniqueness, colors pops out. The different uniqueness in the colors pop out. Your oil is unique. Shut the door to comparison. You are not your neighbor. You are not your colleague. You are not your sister. You are not your brother. You are not your dad. You are not your mom. You are not your pastor. You are not your house fellowship leader. You are not. You are you. You are you. I know some of us, we struggle to accept this truth. But once you realize it, listen, at work, you are unique. Nobody can replace you. They can replace your role. And that is another thing. That statement degrades people to be what they do. So people cannot separate themselves from what they do. And that's why there's a lot of politics. There's a lot of backbiting. There's a lot of backstabbing. Why? Because if you see someone trying to take your position, and you cannot, your identity is in your work, you become insecure. That's why you have insecure leaders. You become insecure. And when you become insecure, of course, you want to protect your turf. That's where tough guarding comes from. Why? Because these people want to, in other words, take away your essence. But if you know that you are not what you do, you are who you are, and you bring who you are to what you do. So that's why some people, mostly men, when they lose their jobs or they lose their self-esteem. Listen, if you know the uniqueness of your oil, if a job goes, you stand strong, because it is you appearing that is doing the job a favor. It is not the job in your life that is doing you a favor. And you need to understand that. It is you. I mean, we have people that get laid off from organizations, corporate world, and that's the end of their lives. Yeah. So people, when they give them early retirement, that's the end of their lives. Because that work is who they are. There is nothing to them outside of the big oil company job or the big bank job or the big telecom job or whatever job. That is all. It is a tragedy. Their lives is to be pitied. You know, many times you see people driving big cars that should be pitied. Because if the job goes, they are done for. Yet we see people that have had to leave big organizations and earning a lot of money. But guess what? Their life's just begun. Because they are who God has called them to be. It is not the organizations or the promotions that made them who they are. They brought the value to the organization. And their stepping away is a loss to the organization. That is why Potiphar knew that God was blessing his house because of Joseph. Hey, you are promoting Joseph, doesn't it's in your interest to promote him. His appearance, what he comes with, because he's in Pharaoh's palace, Egypt must prosper. Because, listen, it is when you miss this beauty that you miss your existence. And that's why people become confused. People become confused. You need to learn to embrace your uniqueness. You need to learn to embrace your uniqueness. Galatians chapter 6, verse 4. Each one should test their own actions. Then they can take pride in themselves alone. Alone. God wants you, God wants you to take pride in your oil. Of course, you have to celebrate your uniqueness. You have to embrace your uniqueness. You have to learn that what you bring is unique. What you bring is unique. Take pride in themselves alone without comparing themselves to someone else. Some people only feel value when they can tear other people down. Some people only feel, she's not that cute. That is, you think by tearing her down makes you beautiful? No, you are still ugly. not you. You know, it doesn't. You think by bringing him down, tearing him down makes you smart? You are still a dunce. It doesn't. Not anyone in God's family house. By tearing somebody else down doesn't make you better. In fact, it reveals how despicable and pathetic you are. Understand your uniqueness. Then you don't need to compare yourselves to someone else. You compare yourself with yourself without comparing themselves to someone else. And yet there are some people, it's not until they tear someone down. This is another level of it. It is still wrong. It still shows the sorry state of the heart. You know, some people only feel pride when they think they are better than their neighbor. You know, I better pass my neighbor. Not necessarily because they want to tear their neighbor down. Their neighbor is prosperous. But when they think, he has only two cars in his compound. I have four cars in my compound. I better pass. That is a sick heart. That is a sick heart. Stop looking at someone else's oil. Stop it. God will multiply what is in your jar. Look at your neighbor and say, God will multiply what is in your jar. In your jar. In your jar. It will be multiplied in the name of Jesus. It is what is in your jar that will multiply. Comparison clutters creativity. It clutters creativity. Comparison, it not only clutters creativity, it shuts the door to progress. Comparison clutters creativity. So it shuts the door to progress. It shuts the door to productivity. So you shut the door and work on your portion. You shut the door to comparison and work on your portion. Work on your jar. Work on your own portion. Your oil is unique. Your anointing works best when you stop measuring it against others. Hallelujah. So this story and this teaching, you know, shows us a powerful truth, and that is productivity increase and miracles don't happen in public view. They don't happen in public. They happen behind closed doors. When you shut your door to distraction, you shut your door to doubt, you shut your door to comparison, you make room for God's supernatural provision. You make room for multiplication. You make room for productivity. So the question is, are you ready to shut your door and pour? Are you ready to shut your door and start pouring? Are you? You may be there, you're like, Pastor, I need to give my life to Jesus. I want to have a walk with God. I want to have a walk with God so that my oil can flow. Can you pray with me? Yes, we want to pray with you. Wherever you are, in church, anywhere you are, I want to pray with you. If that is you, put up your hand now over your head. Put it up over your head and we'll pray together. Put it up. Put up that hand as we turn it over to the RP.
Amen. Hallelujah. With all heads bowed, please, and all eyes closed for privacy, it's time for you to shut your door and open up the door of your heart to the Lord this morning. You want us to pray with you. We are here to pray with you. But first, we want to identify that you are there. Would you please put up your hand if you are that one right now and take a card? We're not going to ask you to come forward. Please, all eyes closed, all heads bowed. Focus on Jesus, not on me. You can listen to what I'm saying. Focus on Jesus. And if you know that you want to surrender your heart to Christ this morning, will you just put up that hand and put it up boldly? And let us pray together. Let us settle it once and for all so that your productivity can begin in Christ. We're making that call for you. You are here and you know you do not need to leave here. There's a voice telling you that this is your time. This is your opportunity. Will you put up the hand and we'll pray together so you don't leave here the same way you come? And when you're putting up the hand, just put it up boldly so that we can see you and just put a card in your hand. That's all we want to do. Put a card in your hand. We're not going to ask you to come forward. And for those of us online that are responding to the call this morning, just send an email to that email address that is scrolling on your screen right now. I'll make the call for the last time this morning. You don't want to leave here the same way you have come. You want to begin to multiply in Jesus. You want to begin to multiply in Christ. I want you, Jesus, in my life. Will you put up that hand now? This is my last call. And we'll pray together. So you can begin a new walk with Lord. Or you were once with the Lord. You used to have a walk with Him and something happened. You found yourself lost. You want to come back home this morning? You can put up your hand as well and pray together. Father, we give you praise. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for anyone that is listening to this message right now or will listen to it right after now, that will be surrendering their hearts unto you, Lord. Your word says you stand at the door of their hearts and you knock. As they open, that you come in and you make a meal with them. Father, for everyone that has opened their heart to you this morning, truly come in and transform their lives in Jesus' name. Let their lives begin to produce the oil of gladness, the oil of joy, the oil of peace. Cause them to multiply and increase in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you for your faithfulness, Heavenly Father. Honor and glory be given to your wonderful name. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Amen. Wow, what a message. Let's give a clap offering unto the Lord. Like, wow, wow, wow. Amen. And I will say, please, after now, the recording of that message is on YouTube. Go back and listen and watch and listen and watch until something breaks and changes in your life to the praise and glory of the name of the Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.